Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily shot of marketing intelligence, creative inspiration, and industry-shaping news. I'm glad you're tuning in. Today's stories are rich with innovation, leadership changes, and the evolving intersection of media, technology, and personality. Whether you're a strategist, a creative, or just someone who likes to stay ahead of the curve, there's plenty to dig into. First up, let's talk about a seismic shift in the world of search. According to Adweek, Google is revamping its iconic search bar for the first time in 25 years. For a quarter century, we've been trained to type keywords into that minimalist white box, expecting a neat list of blue links. But at this year's Google I/O Developer Conference, Google announced it's going all in on AI. The search bar is being transformed into more of an AI assistant, allowing users to ask longer, more conversational questions. But that's not all. The new search experience will let you upload files, videos, and images, and even search across your open Chrome tabs. You'll still see the familiar web links and AI-generated summaries, but this is a big leap toward a more holistic and interactive way of finding information. It's a clear signal that Google sees the future of search as less about keywords and more about context, conversation, and rich media. For marketers, this could mean rethinking SEO strategies and content formats to align with a more dynamic, AI-driven search landscape. Next, a major leadership shakeup in the ad world. Microsoft's top advertising executive, Kiar Sainsbury-Carter, is stepping down after 3 years in the role. This story comes from Adweek as well. Sainsbury-Carter, who joined Microsoft back in 2006, announced her departure on LinkedIn. Taking the reins is Matt Durella, who's been leading global ad sales at LinkedIn since late 2024. Durella will now serve as SVP of both LinkedIn Marketing Solutions and Microsoft Advertising, a significant consolidation of power. LinkedIn's corporate comms clarified that despite this, Microsoft and LinkedIn will continue to operate as distinct organizations. Durella expressed gratitude to both companies and their customers. This move signals a tighter alignment between Microsoft's two advertising engines, but also underscores the challenges and opportunities in integrating B2B and B2C ad strategies across platforms. With Durella's experience and Sainsbury-Carter's legacy, all eyes will be on how Microsoft advertising evolves in the coming months. Shifting gears to media entrepreneurship, let's spotlight Rob Wheeler's At The Moment, or ATM, as detailed in a fascinating Adweek feature. Wheeler, a former group MCMO, launched ATM just a year ago with a vision to occupy the space between journalism and corporate storytelling. The bet has paid off. ATM has raked in over $1 million in revenue in its first year, entirely from sponsorships, and is already profitable. The operation is lean, with a global team of 11 full-time editors supported by AI tools for rapid content turnaround. ATM's unique approach doesn't aim to break news or hold power to account. Instead, it serves as a thought leadership platform, giving industry experts a stage to share insights and analyses. Their event coverage, especially red carpet interviews at high-profile industry gatherings, has been a surprise hit, drawing significant traction. Two video franchises, Moment Makers and Moments That Matter, have become staples, while newer formats like Merging Moments, which pairs agencies with their clients for candid conversations, are gaining ground. ATM's audience is predominantly brands and agencies, and their Friday newsletter now reaches over 17,000 readers, including more than 300 CMOs and C-suite execs. Major sponsors like Disney, NBC Universal, and WPP have signed on for year-long, six-figure deals. Looking ahead, ATM is launching the Moment Awards, a year-end event recognizing top moments and leaders in advertising, tech, and media. It's a testament to how niche, agile media startups can thrive by creating value for both audiences and sponsors. Now, a story that blends personality, media, and the impact of AI. Food critic Grace Dent recently spoke at Campaign's Media 360 event, sharing her journey to landing the coveted MasterChef presenter gig and her nuanced take on AI in writing. Dent described the emotional moment she got the call from the BBC, standing in a chemist in East London, realizing she'd landed a job her parents would truly understand. She and chef Anna Hoare replaced the long-standing hosts, bringing a fresh dynamic to the show. Dent offered a peek behind the scenes. Filming leaves her locked in the studio for months, tasting countless dishes until she's both full and unsatisfied, often ending her day with simple comfort foods like crunchy nut cornflakes or porridge. She reflected on her working-class roots and her path to finding her voice as a writer, first at The Guardian and later as a restaurant critic. On AI, Dent admitted she uses narration software but always edits it, saying that while AI like Claude can mimic her style for short pieces, it loses the soul and spikiness in longer work. She warned of the risk that, as AI becomes more prevalent, everyone's writing could start to sound the same, a poignant reminder of the irreplaceable value of authentic voice in storytelling. Finally, let's return to the evolving world of media startups and thought leadership. ATM's rapid growth and innovative formats are part of a broader trend where founders leverage their expertise and networks to build agile, sustainable media brands. Their approach, eschewing traditional journalism in favor of curated, high-value conversations, mirrors the solo entrepreneurship trend reshaping the news landscape. By focusing on event coverage, direct-to-camera interviews, and branded content partnerships, ATM is not just surviving but thriving. Their upcoming Moment Awards will further cement their role as a connector and curator in the industry, offering both recognition and networking opportunities for brands, agencies, and influencers. That's it for today's brief. From Google's AI-powered search overhaul to Microsoft's leadership shuffle and the rise of nimble media ventures like ATM, the landscape is shifting fast. And as Grace Dent reminds us, even in an age of algorithms, authentic voice and human perspective matter more than ever. Thanks for listening. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.